This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Do you have a son or daughter in the faith? Not in the sense that you have authority over them. It has nothing to do with authority. It has everything to do with your witness. That you have poured a little bit of your life into another person who may be younger as a believer. You see, a 25-year-old who's been a Christian all his life, it can be a father to a 50-year-old guy who this is all new to. So it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with your heart and your relationship to the Lord. Then he says three things: grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen carefully. The only source of grace, mercy, and peace in your marriage is from the Lord. I know there are people that would be honest and say, man, the last words I would use to describe our marriage is grace, peace, and mercy. It's a hell on earth. I've actually heard people say that. They don't use the words grace, mercy, and peace. They use the phrase, it's been a hell on earth. Some people would describe their childhood. Our childhood was nothing about grace. It was nothing about mercy. It was nothing about peace. It was about turmoil and resentment and hostility and anger. And the three things that Paul blesses and calls upon Timothy is what comes from the Lord. That's what you need and I need in my life. Grace, mercy, and peace that comes from the Lord. Now I want to talk about the blueprint for love, because I think this is so important. The first thing that's part of love is having a pure heart. You know, anytime you talk about a pure heart, people want to link it to the sexual area, and it's involved in that. I'm not going to discount that at all. But I'm going to tell you about some impurities of the heart that you never think of as impurity. Did you know that bitterness is not just the cancer of the soul, but bitterness can be an impurity of the heart that keeps you from loving people? Do you ever think about that? That bitterness inhibits your capacity and your ability to love a family member? Resentment can be an impurity of the heart. Anger, hostility can be impurities of the heart. This may surprise you, but pride can be an impurity of the heart. There can be so much pride and self-focus in your life or my life that we don't have any room to love anybody else because we're so self-absorbed and it's all about us and how are we doing and what are people doing to minister to us and what is the system doing to take care of me? And there's no love in your life without a pure heart in terms of these things. I read of a college basketball coach who had a prima donna player, a guy that thought, I'm it, I'm the star of the show. And I thought he did a great job of talking to him, pulled him aside one day and said, look, basketball game is 40 minutes long. In theory, each team has the ball 20 minutes, if you just divide it in half. Five players on a team, that's 4 minutes a player. And the coach said this to the prima donna player, I know what you can do with the ball in 4 minutes. What I'd like to know is what can you do when you don't have the ball? And an author commenting on that story or that illustration said, what do you do when you don't have the ball in life? What do you do when you're not in control? What do you do with when you're not in charge? What do you do when someone else is in the limelight? What do you do when you're a supporting member but not the star of the show? And this coach had to teach team playing to this player because of his pride. And all these things, pride, bitterness, resentment, anger, hostility, become barriers that make us have an impure heart. Barriers that keep us from loving other people, and most of all, keep us from loving the Lord God Almighty. They inhibit your capacity to love.
Well, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.